I can actually shave off as we are running about 9 minutes over. But I'm going to talk to you today about colon cancer in Pennsylvania. This project started in part through the Appalachian Cancer Community Network, which is at Penn State, and the identification that both in Appalachia and in Pennsylvania alike there is an increase in overall incidence of colorectal cancer compared with the rest of the United States. Just to give you a little bit of background on why we might use some spatial data analysis in order to help prioritize cancer control and identify some areas that we may have had success in, to understand access to screening and treatment in relation to stage at diagnosis, for example, as well as classify environmental exposures that might not readily be assessed by questionnaire biomarkers, for example, pesticides. People may not know that they may be exposed living next door to a cornfield, for example, and possibly provide some etiologic clues that later studies can address. It's a little bit slow.
Yeah. There's lag time.
Yeah. I don't want to hit it again. So I gave you our rationale already, and what we wanted to do was look at the left-sided versus right-sided incidence to see if some clustering might help focus our cancer screening efforts in the state. So our purpose was first to determine whether geographic clustering of colon cancer incidence occurred and whether those cluster patterns differed by stage and site on left versus right-sided. A second was to identify county-level characteristics that were associated with incidents. This is just a reminder of the anatomy of the colon. So what we considered left-sided colorectal cancer was up through the splenic flexure up here. Our methods were the cases were diagnosed between 94 and 2002 through the Pennsylvania Cancer Registry. We performed a principal components analysis to create a county-level SES index. Colon cancer screening rates and obesity prevalence were derived from the BRFSS, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. The residents in urban counties were defined using county-level field codes. We also used SAT scan in order to determine some geographic clustering by county and then looked at whether adjustment for our confounding variables might affect that clustering. And then we performed Poisson regression to estimate incident rate ratios in 95% confidence intervals. Thinking. So this is the results of our principal components analysis. There were two principal components that came out of this analysis. However, the first principal component explained nearly three-quarters of the variance, 72% of the variance. These components included proportion with at least high school education, the mean contract rent, median house value, household income, proportion in the workforce, proportion in blue collar, and the proportion of the county below 200% of the federal poverty level. Hit enter if that's a better thing to do. So during this time period, these are the characteristics of the cases that we identified. Roughly 50,000 cases we identified, and the proportion of left-sided versus right side was significantly different by race as well as by age. I'm sorry? Page down? Thank you. Okay. Thank you. This is our correlation between our covariates, including our SES index, our screening prevalence, and obesity. Our SES index was positively correlated with our screening variables, including the blood stool screening and the sigmoidoscopy. Again, this is self-reported screening, and our obesity, which was based on the self-reported BMI.
Yeah, it's still going to be a lag because it's communicating with the network.
Okay. Oh, now page up. This is the summary of our results for Poisson regression. Showed left side, so this is our left-sided incidence here, and this is our right-sided incidence here. We found significantly higher incidence in individuals reporting races other than black or white, a slightly 4% increase in left-sided among African Americans, although it was not statistically significant. We did find evidence that low SES compared to high SES was related to an increase in left-sided colorectal cancer incidence, and the trend was statistically significant. We see that there is somewhat of a similar trend for right-sided colorectal cancer, although the trend was not statistically significant. In our high and low clustering, using our SAT scan, these are our various results. In the first column is shown which variables that we adjusted for. So these two sets of maps, this being the right-sided colorectal cancer incidence and this being the left-sided colorectal cancer incidence, you can see there's somewhat difference in the clustering patterns. You can see that for both, there's this cluster for both right-sided and left-sided. There's a cluster that occurs within the Northeast. However, given some of our adjustment variables, this cluster can change. When we first looked at this, we said, that's very interesting. We adjusted for SES, and this cluster here in the Northeast has disappeared. And so what could that be? We already know that just based on incidence maps, apart from any of the clustering that we had done, we knew that incidence was higher in the Northeast portion of the state relative to the rest of the state, which again, of course, is probably even higher than related to the rest of the United States. So we thought, well, maybe this really is related to SES. Perhaps this cluster up here could be related to SES. Then we did another analysis where we looked at high clustering only. And for those of you who are new to SATscan, as I am this year, SATscan will not report overlapping clusters. And so originally this cluster we thought that had disappeared relative to SES actually disappeared because it had a cluster of low incidence that was sort of bumping up against it and resulted in its non-report. So at the end of the day, we identified on left-sided, for left-sided colorectal cancers, again, sort of this consistent elevated incidence in the northeast of the state. And then this is the output from SATscan, which you'll see where it gives you the relative risk of the clusters themselves. So you can see that when we adjust for different variables, again, this is left-sided colorectal cancer here, this is the ratio here, that our adjustment factors actually can affect these estimates quite a bit. So in summary, it's roughly about a 10 to 20% increase for those clusters. Then when we were looking at early stage is represented here in the panels on the left, the incidence of late stage cancer in the panels on the right. Interestingly, we saw that when we adjusted for gender, race, age, and SES, we still have this cluster, and we still have the cluster here on late stage cancers, again, up in the Northeast. And these cancers here are not represented here in the early stage analysis. And this is, again, adjusting for our obesity and gender, race, and age, and how those, again, the persistent clustering in those things. So in summary, we identified roughly 54,000 colorectal cancers. Lower SES was associated with higher left-sided colon cancer incidence, about 11%. This remained after adjusting for age, sex, race, screening, and obesity. The clustering of late-stage cancer persisted in two metro regions, including the three-county area that I showed you in the northeast, as well as two southeastern counties. Our adjustment for SES revealed a cluster of late-stage cancer incident in rural non-metro counties in the western portion of the state. So in conclusion, it's likely that geographic clustering of late-stage colon cancer occurs. In our analysis, we noted that some of the patterns of clustering could shift drastically with depending upon our adjustment variables. Those clusters that persisted through multiple adjustment, we felt might be more likely to exist. The association between left-sided colon cancer and low SES is worthy of further investigation. And really is leading us to the question, should colon cancer screening efforts be focused on low-income individuals in Pennsylvania? In our future directions, we plan to confirm our multiple overlapping clusters using what's called a Q-value. A Q-value measures the proportion of false positives incurred. So what I showed you were only one of the many clusters that actually were calculated by the software. And using a Q value, we can help to look at those multiple sort of concentric clusters and pick out one that may be most relevant. And then secondly, we want to look at more focused geographic regions throughout the state at a smaller geographic scale. Thank you. Entity. So you can get your high SES component, your low SES component. The low SES component that we had explained very little of the variance, and so we went with one of them. But the answer is I don't know, actually. I can't hear the question. With colorectal cancer, well, there's some of the older coal mining areas are located in that portion of the state. You know, the reasons why exactly that part of the state and not others, it's not clear. In terms of other lifestyle factors, I think smoking has been there's a clear association that seems to be occurring with colorectal polyps. But with regard to colorectal cancer, the jury appears to still be out. So it's not that it's not a risk factor, it's just it's not clear right now. yeah, we adjusted for right body mass index. Okay, so for what we had to do is go back and geocode our cases, basically. And I'm not sure your other part of the question is for small area projections. For the small area projections, we went with a contractor to do that for us. Yes, definitely. So our focused areas of the state have been urban for that reason.